Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And when Golden State does win this series, that makes it a three-peat. Three-peats put your team in another piece of rarefied air. And this is the thing about narratives, right? And I'm just going to give you this to start with. Narratives are always something that people construct. They're going to let you know how many teams have won a three-peat. And you're going to have to look at that. And the three-peat that the team won was against one of the greatest players to ever play the game in LeBron James. Then they're going to say they won a three-peat by missing probably the best player in the game right now in Kevin Durant. They're going to say how many teams could win a championship if the best player was off of the team. I'm telling you what they're going to tell you. I'm going to tell you before they tell you. They're going to say, can you imagine in 2016 if the Cleveland Cavaliers lost LeBron James for the playoffs? Could you imagine what they would do if they lost LeBron James and you just had Kyrie Irving? There's no way. Can you imagine in 2015 if instead of Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving being injured for the whole playoffs, it was LeBron James being gone for the whole playoffs? Could you imagine that? Man, they're going to set this thing up and they're going to say they won a three-peat. Thank you, my good sir. My beautiful statistician. Come, my brother from another mother comes in and gives me three-peat champions. The 1952 and 54 Minneapolis Lakers. The 1959 through 66. Come on, Bill Russell, I'm going to need you to quit cheating. Bill Russell and the Celtics, I almost want to put six asterisks by that. They had like five teams or something back then, but we'll give it to you. The 1959 through 66 Celtics. The 1991 and 93 Bulls, the 96 through 98 Bulls, that's two times, and you got the 2000 and 02 Lakers. That's it. So if we get rid of the prehistoric Lakers and the pre-Cambrian dinosaur Celtics, you got the Bulls with pretty much made of the same squads and the Lakers. Do you understand what they're going to tell you? Of course they're going to say that they're great squads. But let's talk to Jerry in Cleveland. Let's talk about it. You're next up on the Barbershop. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
I just wanted to say, I'm not going to say that Golden State's not a great team. They are. They are one of the greatest teams of all time. But I noticed something when Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love were hurt. The only ones that will bring it up are people from Cleveland. They'll give Golden State all the credit. Now, the following year, you continually heard people say that Draymond Green, if he didn't get suspended, that the Cavs wouldn't have won that.
Facts. I'll give you that. Facts. That is not debatable. That is a very good point. That's facts.
Well,
people did that all the time.
They beat them twice with Draymond Green out there. And Draymond Green is not a consistent scorer. And nobody says anything about Kevin Love that same series when he had that concussion, was recovering from that concussion. No one says anything about the fact that Kyrie Irving was still getting himself back together because it was the first season after the injury.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say this. Okay, The Cavaliers beat them. If Golden State didn't get Durant, I don't think Golden State would have beat the Cavs. They got Durant.
Yeah.
So they can beat the Cavs.
I agree with that. I think I said this before. After LeBron and Kyrie figured it out, they figured it out when they both hit 40, when they both got 40 and they figure out how they needed to play together, I think from that point on, they realized that they could not beat the Cavaliers the way that they were playing anymore. They had figured them out. And
I give you another point. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, and I figured they were not going to beat the Cavs anymore. They in the seven game series, they went out and got Kevin Durant specifically for the Cleveland Cavaliers, which turned out to be the tipping point in the next two series.
And the Cavaliers kind of handled Steph Curry. So, based on accomplishments.
Let me ask you that. Let me ask you this. If he wins, and I'm going to be honest, if Steph wins this championship, that puts him at four. Now, they're going to say he has three against LeBron. He has three. He has a three-peat under his belt. He has two MVPs. Head-to-head, when you start looking at the numbers, and he has an opportunity. Now, LeBron doesn't look like he has any opportunities to even bolster any more of his numbers. If Steph runs off more numbers, how does his numbers comparatively look against LeBron's when we look back in history?
Oh, he's going to look good. But I'm going to say this. It goes back to the most important thing is I think this is a weaker group going up against them. That Cavs team, if they could have won at least two championships, they could be considered one of the all-time great teams, although they'll never give Cleveland credit because you have to live in New York, L.A., or something for them to really give you that kind of credit. Because one of the greatest teams I ever saw were the Detroit Pistons team. And nobody ever mentions them in that breath. But I will say this. Steph Curry is a great shooter. But he's not a two-way player.
And that will be a knock. That will be something that is a blemish. And, Jerry, I thank you for the call. That's something. That will be a blemish. That is a point of contention. They'll bring up how many all the top players. When you look at Jordan and you look at LeBron and you want to talk about a Jordan versus LeBron situation, they talk about even Kobe, all NBA first teams. They talk about the MVPs. But they also bring up all NBA teams as far as defensive goes. How many defensive first teams are you? You know, they bring up how many positions can you guard? They always bring that up. That'll be a knock on him. That will be a knock on him. Let's get to Nick in Elyria. You're next up. What's up, Nick?
Hey, good afternoon, G-Boys. It's Rick in Elyria.
Rick, sorry about that.
Hey, happy holiday to you and yours, and I hope you get home soon and get you a nice place.
I'll try to get me one.
Anyhow, carrying on the thing between Steph Curry and LeBron James. While this is a hypothetical question, I think it's going to be easy to ask when you think about it. If you switched them on teams, do you honestly believe that Steph Curry could have carried the Cavaliers to the playoffs those years and, in fact, did what he did with just basically Dellavedova in one series and win a championship against LeBron James and the Warriors?
No.
Do you really believe it?
No.
Even close?
No.
That's why I get a little antsy when people even want to put Steph Curry, as far as a player, in the same level as LeBron James or the great ones. Yes, his team is great, but if you took him off that team and put a Kyrie Irving there, I think they could still win championships. I even believe, as far as a player, pure player, Kyrie Irving might be a little better than Steph Curry. But as far as leading a championship team, absolutely. But his will and his desire are not even close to what LeBron James is, even though sorry, he made a big mistake going to L.A. That was so Hollywood, and he's paying for it. Yeah. You have a good one, young man.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate the call. And I think and I'll talk about this when we come back, and we're up against it. Michael North Randall, we'll get to there. Jordan, nine NBA first-team all-defenses. That's the only knock on Steph Curry. Here's the thing, man. When you talk about Steph, he does not have to play defense. He got Klay Thompson. He got Draymond Green. He got Kevin Durant. All great. Andre Iguodala. All great players. He can just shoot and move around. We'll get back to your calls. LeBron versus Steph. He got a nice resume. We'll discuss it. It's the Barbershop on 923 The Fan. Let's get back to the phones. Michael and North Randall want to talk about that situation. Curry, LeBron comparison. What's going on?
Hey, I want to wish everybody out there a happy Memorial Day and bless their loved ones that are not here. And I don't want to use this narrative on this holiday, but I don't dislike Tinkerbell because I can't say his name in the Golden State Warriors. I hate this guy. And the reason I can't compare him to LeBron James, okay, LeBron James get his championships, got slapped in the mouth. You want to beat this guy? You got to slap him in the mouth. If he out there, if he comes to the hole, you got to knock him down. He's too comfortable. That's why if he can take the physical abuse Michael Jordan took, LeBron took, Walt Frazier took, Isaiah Thomas took, then I'll put him up there. He's in a little comfort zone. You know what I'm talking about because you're in the barbershop. Ain't he in a little comfort zone where he just runs around there and do it? When you do that little shimmy, like I say, I'm not advocating violence on a day like today, but walk up and just slap him dead in his mouth, and that'll stop everything he's doing. The Cavaliers beat him in 216 because he got physical with him. Remember, they only scored 89 points. By the time Kevin Love went down low and was banging, getting those rebounds, and LeBron James was driving in his chest, they couldn't shoot anymore in the fourth quarter. Toronto has to get physical with this team and knock them down. They're too comfortable. What do you think?
As far as Toronto goes, they're going to have a tough time scoring. They have to be physical. But for them, Kyle Lowry has to show up. To me, Kyle Lowry is too inconsistent. Some games he shows up. Some games he hits 4 or 5 threes. Some games, we've seen it all too many times against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Kyle Lowry just don't show up, don't do nothing. Inconsistent play. They got the size advantages. They got Marc Gasol inside. Siakam looks like he's going to be a guy that Siakam should be. In my opinion, Siakam needs to be the second best player in the series. He has to
Can
show
I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
I don't think Green can bully Serge Ibaka because he's a bully.
Serge Ibaka has to win that matchup. He has to win that matchup if they want to win.
The physical matchup and the mental, right? Because I heard that you need to help me out with this again. I heard that Green did something to Klay Thompson, Tristan Thompson, at a party, and he did get smacked, and he backed down. So I think if Serge Ibaka holds his ground against Green, he won't pull that annex stuff because I don't think he likes a challenge. I don't think he likes a challenge.
He has to do, and one of the things that, and I thank you for the call, I think he has to win that. He has to win that matchup. Draymond Green can't be a guy that runs around and wants to play point guard. If you want my synopsis of why Golden State wins series is because when you let Draymond Green get comfortable. And what I mean by him comfortable, you let him start running around playing point guard and being at the top of the key and passing the ball off, and he wants to be point forward and he wants to run around and smack high fives and get the ball out of the rim on rebounds. You got to make Draymond Green play defense in the post. You got to make him use up his fouls. You got to make Draymond Green expend energy on the defensive side of the ball. And you got to make him be a scorer. When the ball goes into Draymond Green, he's facilitating. He's not looking to score. He's looking to facilitate. Know your scouting report, people. He's trying to go down there and play patty cake. He's trying to look for his little high lob to his big, the 4-5 lob. He's looking to pass the ball. He's looking the back door. He's looking to get guys, stepping those guys. He wants to be cute with the ball. He's not looking to score. You got to make Draymond Green a scorer, and you got to make Draymond Green use his fouls up. That's what you got to do. When he's running around dribbling the ball and trying to be cool and get everybody involved, that's when the Warriors is at their best. Don't let him do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.